Welcome to the White House Family Spoken Novels Podcast, episode number 7. Today we are reading chapter 7 of the novel, And Family Drama Just Won't Stop, by Daniel White III with his wife Marika White. But godliness with contentment is great gain. 1 Timothy 6, verse 6. The footsteps turned out to be Pastor and Sister Richardson. "Don't tell me you two ladies are the only ones down here," boomed Pastor Richardson's deep bass voice. "How are you ladies doing today?" "I'm blessed, Pastor," Sister Mills answered. "Very blessed," Sister Betty replied. "And how are you, Sister Richardson?" "Too blessed," Sister Richardson extended her arms to hug both ladies. "Looking good already," said Pastor. "I have a couple of young men bringing down the centerpieces in some boxes. Sister Mills, make sure you put them to work. They have the energy, let them burn it up for the Lord." "Amen," Sister Mills and Sister Betty laughed. "Wanda and I are taking off before the choir gets started. I'm going home to study, and she's going to cook for tomorrow and get some rest. I would advise you two to take off as soon as you can and get rested for tomorrow. We're going to have a long day." "Don't worry, Pastor, we will." As Pastor and Sister Richardson turned to leave, a couple of the young men of the church brought in some boxes. "Where do you want us to put these, Sister Betty?" Sister Betty pointed to a table. "Oh, and help us put the tablecloths on, and then help us put the pieces in the center of the table." The young men made a race out of putting the tablecloths on the tables. They had them covered in no time. Sister Mills and Sister Betty, meanwhile, pulled the decorations out of the boxes. Oohing and aahing, they set everything on one table. "Boys, help us put these beauties in the middle of each table." "Yes, ma'am," the boys chorused together. In no time, the centerpieces were right smack in the middle of each table. "You boys have done enough," said Sister Mills. "If you can just neatly stack the empty boxes to the back of the storage closet, we'll have two tall glasses of ice-cold lemonade waiting for you. We'll put the napkins on the tables." Sister Mills and Sister Betty went into the kitchen to pour the lemonade as the boys took the boxes to the storage closet. "Oh, to be young again," said Sister Mills. "Yes, I remember those days. Out all night, getting 2 to 3 hours sleep, full of energy. These old bones can't handle that anymore. And where does the time go?" added Sister Betty. "Now don't go reminiscing about the good old days, Betty." The boys gulped down their lemonade and with a quick thank you, took off up the stairs. Thank you for joining us for this episode of White House Family Stories. You may purchase a copy of this novel and any other Christian fiction books read on this podcast from Amazon.com. Now, dear listener, please know that God, the divine author of all things, wants to write a great story with your life as well. But first, you must give him the pen by trusting him with the life he gave you and surrendering your heart to Jesus Christ as Savior. Here is how. 1. Accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's law. The Bible says in Ecclesiastes 7:20, "For there is not a just man upon earth that doeth good and sinneth not." Romans 3:23 reads, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." 2. Accept the fact that there is a penalty for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death." 3. Accept the fact that you are on the road to hell. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 10:28, "And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." The Bible says in Revelation 21:8, "But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." 4. Accept the fact that you cannot do anything to save yourself. The Bible states in Ephesians 2:8 and 9, "For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. 5. Accept the fact that God loves you more than you love yourself, and that he wants to save you from hell. Jesus Christ said in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life." With these facts in mind, please repent of your sins, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and pray and ask him to come into your heart and save you this very moment. The Bible states in the book of Romans 10:9-13, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Dear friend, if you are willing to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ for salvation, please pray with me this simple prayer. Heavenly Father, I realize that I am a sinner and that I have done some bad things in my life. For Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive me of my sins. I now believe with all of my heart that Jesus Christ died for me, was buried, and rose again. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life. Amen. If you believed in your heart that Jesus Christ died on the cross, was buried, and rose again, allow me to say congratulations on doing the most important thing in life, and that is accepting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. For more information to help you grow in your newfound faith in Christ, go to GospelLightSociety.com and read What to Do After You Enter Through the Door. Jesus Christ said in John 10:9, "I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture." May God bless you until next time.